With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump offering some reassurance to allies today that he is not looking, in fact, to use military force to take over Greenland.
During a speech to world and business leaders in Switzerland, the president said he won't be using the U.S. military to seize Greenland.
People thought I would use force. I don't have to use force. I don't want to use force. I won't use force.
But he also issued a warning to NATO leaders who oppose U.S. control of the territory.
You can say yes, and we will be very appreciative, or you can say no, and we will remember.
The president said he's seeking immediate negotiations to acquire Greenland. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Iran, the unofficial death toll now from all those demonstrations has reached more than 4,500 people.
We've been told that in the mortuary, relatives and friends were huddled around a screen, trying to identify their loved ones from hundreds of images of the dead. The slideshow is said to have lasted for hours, with the injuries of many victims so severe that the people couldn't be recognized. Labels on more than 100 victims showed the date they died as the 9th of January, one of the deadliest nights for protesters in Tehran so far.
And that report from the BBC's Marilyn Thomas. Cold weather is on the way for much of the country. So says Brian Jackson with the National Weather Service.
There's a strong Arctic cold front that'll move across the northern plains and the Great Lakes and the Midwest Thursday into Friday. So, yeah, a lot of Arctic air and real cold, coldest air of the season. So they've had a lot of cold air already across the northern tier of the country, but this will be the coldest yet.
And the storm is shaping up to be what one forecaster describes as a widespread, potentially catastrophic event. This is SRN News. Most pastors these days are going it alone.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, 52% of America's Protestant clergymen do not seek any help from outsiders in doing their job. Amongst those who do seek help, 22% say they have a personal mentor, and 17% have engaged a spiritual advisor. Others see a therapist or a life coach. A few see a marriage counselor. The Barna poll also finds that most pastors prioritize leadership and finances over personal development. Michael Harrington reporting.
Faith leaders of several stripes are urgently calling for protecting the rights of worshipers after a group of anti-immigration enforcement protesters disrupted a Sunday service. It happened at City's Church in St. Paul, Minnesota last weekend. About three dozen protesters entered the Southern Baptist Church during the services, some walking right up to the pulpit, others loudly chanting, "ICE out." This is SRN News. Federal prosecutors have served six grand jury subpoenas to Minnesota officials, including Democrat Governor Tim Walz. They're all in connection with the recent attacks on ICE agents there. Correspondent Andrew Stewart.
Governor Walz contends the Trump administration is not seeking justice, but only creating distractions. The person familiar with this case was not authorized to speak publicly about ongoing probes. This person spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. Meanwhile, confrontations with immigration officers in Minnesota are showing no signs of stopping.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Wall Street bounced back early today after President Trump eased fears about violence in Greenland, saying the U.S. does not plan to acquire it by force. Stocks climbed sharply, though investors do continue to seek safety in other avenues, such as gold. Right now, the Dow is up 751 points. This is SRN News.